Welcome to episode one of the Run the Damn Ball podcast. This is your host, Daniel Magnuson, and today we have two special guests. Not only do they play offensive line in Nebraska, but they both have hats that say Run the Damn Ball. We got Turner Corcoran and Bryce Benhart on today. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good.
So you guys are the only two guys on the team with Run the Damn Ball hats. Is this, you know, something that, you know, you want to expand? What more guys in the O-line getting these? Maybe some running backs?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the guys, after we started wearing them for the spring game, they came up to us and like, hey, where can we get these hats? They were asking us if we could buy the hats for them. And we were like, nah, no, you guys got to go do it yourself. So.
Yeah, we can give you the website if you guys want it, but we're not buying anymore.
All right, so I saw this morning that there's a Pipeline Twitter. Is this like the official O-line Twitter for, you know, you guys?
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. Brock Bando came up with the idea. It's kind of for NIL and then also just for us to have our own Pipeline Twitter, just because, you know, fans love the Pipeline.
I liked how there's the hashtag RTDB, Run the Damn Ball. So, Turner, you're from Lawrence, Kansas. You know, who'd you root for growing up? And maybe you root for the Chiefs. Who else out there you root for?
Yeah, I was a KU basketball fan and then a K-State football fan growing up, and actually I didn't really like Nebraska fans very much growing up just because of how passionate they were for the game and how passionate they were for Nebraska football. So
that's kind of funny how you rooted for the two Kansas schools, but like in the sports that like they're good at.
Yeah, I was a little bit biased.
I would bandwagon as a kid. I bandwagon fan for the Jayhawks basketball because Nebraska is like never really good at basketball.
So
Bryce, you're from Minnesota. Who'd you grow up rooting for? Are you a Vikings fan? You know,
actually, like my whole family's from Chicago. We moved up from Chicago to Minnesota when I was younger, so I'm a Bears fan. But growing up, college football, I was more of a Urban Meyer, Tim Tebow fan, and that whole team. I mean, yeah.
Are there some like guys you went up against in high school, maybe you're friends with, who play for the Gophers right now, and you're like looking forward to that game, playing against them?
Yeah, actually, there's one of my high school teammates. He's from same high school. He's a year older than us, or older than me. And he's the center there. He plays center at Minnesota, which is, it's always fun to go back and play him and see him after each game. But yeah, that's really the only one. There's a few other guys from rival high schools or whatever that I know, but that's the main one, which I usually go see right after the games.
So y'all are both pretty tall. I mean, obviously, you guys probably played some basketball. If you were to make a starting five from, like, the O-line or the whole team, like, who would those guys be?
If I were to make a starting five for the whole team, I'd probably put Cam Taylor-Britt down at the one. Levi Falk at the two. I don't know. Hopefully Levi can shoot.
I don't know.
I don't know who can shoot. That's a hard thing. Probably Luke Reimer at the three. I feel like he's a scrappy guy.
Garrett Snodgrass
can scrappy.
Oh, he can.
Snodgrass. I'll take out Levi.
Sorry, Levi. I'm going to put Snods in at two. At the four, I'm going to go Austin Allen. At the five, I'm going to go Brent Banks.
Can Adrian play much?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's a baseball player growing up.
Okay.
In football, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Offensive line.
Let's just both say it. And then
offensive line.
Cam
one. Jurgens at the one.
Let's do, what, you at two?
Yeah, throw me at the
Pipe
two.
At three.
Pipe at the three.
Brant four, me five?
Yeah, that's respectable.
Did you say that?
That's respectable.
When I was a freshman, I played a lot of basketball at the rec.
Uh-huh.
I remember sometimes I go up against some football players. Some of them I knew who they were, others I didn't. Uh-huh. But I remember, if y'all remember Maurice Washington, you know, he's a really good athlete when he was here. Okay. He came down the lane one time to, like, I think he was, I don't know if he was going to dunk or not, but for some reason I decided to jump, like, with him. And luckily he didn't dunk on me, but he did do a 360 layup, which was just, like, cool. Like, I was like, all right. And he just, like, 360, shoo, like, and he made great. It. And I was like, all right.
Hello, Washington.
Okay. Yeah, there is a lot of guys that actually still go to the rec and play. Yeah. I've done that a few times my freshman year, but that's about it.
Yeah. Are y'all able to do intramural basketball?
I have no clue. I doubt it with our schedules. But
yeah, our schedules are so packed.
Yeah, but I don't know those rules.
So, Turner, you got your first start last season against Rutgers. Like, what's a good memory you have from that game? No, obviously there weren't any fans, but it's probably a really good experience.
Yeah, most definitely it was a good experience. But before the game, Coach Hunter, our interim offensive line coach, he went up to me and he was like, hey, it's just another Friday night in Lawrence, Kansas. And that's kind of a memory that stuck with me just because, you know, it kind of helped me settle into the game. Obviously, it wasn't a Friday night in Lawrence, Kansas, but it was a Friday night in New Jersey. And then also, I had a nice block against one of their linebackers. And then also, Adrian having the game-sealing first down in the fourth quarter. That was a really big moment.
Got to go into the victory formation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Bryce, you started all of last season. Yep. Did it take you a while to, like, get into a groove of, like, you know, being comfortable in your position and, you know, all the different schemes and plays?
I mean, from freshman year, sophomore year, there was a big difference in that, especially than starting my redshirt freshman year, I'd say. There was a big difference just because, like, your freshman year, you come in, you really just, like, don't know, I would say.
You're just trying to learn the offense.
Yeah, just learn the offense, don't really know the technique that well. And then that second year is a big crucial year of just, like,
technique.
Getting everything down and just being, like, you want to be that guy. I don't know, like. Right.
Being sound with the technique.
Yeah, being,
you know,
sound.
Being as best
just
as
like,
you can be.
Yeah. Just like, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, O-line, besides, you know, quarterback play, super
very
important.
Very technical. Let's just say that. Compared to, like, coming out of high school, you have no clue, like.
You just know how to block the dude in front of you.
Yeah, you just know how to block the dude. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of stance you're, like, you're in a three-point stance in high school. Like, it's all you really do, and just you're just taught just to block this guy right in front of you. But now it's just like
it's completely different.
With some of these plays, it's like if the defensive end goes inside, you have to go outside to go block this guy, or
there's
to go block this guy. And you have to like, and your footwork is just completely different. You're just like,
and the strength you're at now is probably totally different than, you know, 2 years ago.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's completely different.
So y'all got the run the damn ball hats. What's a favorite run play you guys have?
Probably just inside zone.
Yeah, inside zone, dub.
Just inside zone, I would say. Just because it's just straight downhill pretty
so
much.
So is that all five guys going straight ahead, is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Yeah, just block the people in front of you. Get the ball downhill, get the play started.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So as of July 1st, NIL in long form name, image, likeness has been handed over to the student athlete. So you guys are able to benefit from your name, image, likeness. So are there any deals that you guys have going on right now for yourself? And what are some of the unique opportunities that maybe some of your teammates have?
I mean, the only one I've done so far is just GoPuff. You know what GoPuff is, right?
Mm-hmm.
GoPuff did this thing with Open Doors, which is like all the student athletes could just do a little, I mean, what was it? A little deal with them, just like post something about it and you get some money.
Certain percent off.
Yeah, you get you get like a discount for ordering food, and then you get some money back to you. That's the only thing I've done so far.
Yeah, I've reached out to a few companies. There's an energy drink company that that I've been in contact with. They gave me some of their stuff to put out there onto social media. It's called Raise Energy. Get your Raise Energy at raiseenergy.com. I've also been in the works with a protein company and then a clothing company out of Omaha. I still want to get the Omaha steak. So Omaha steaks, if you're listening, sponsor the pipeline.
Because I saw there was a Arkansas. Their whole offensive line got sponsored by some barbecue place down in Arkansas. And if we got Omaha steaks for the that'd be pretty sick.
That'd be huge.
You just walk into the training table at Omaha Steaks, just like grilling some steaks for y'all after
something. Just like ship us some steaks, some T-bones, some whatever.
Ribeye.
I'll be happy with that.
I think like maybe it's like every guy on the team is using GoPuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just like the starter.
Just because like GoPuff just like sent us this thing and is like all these student athletes on July 1st, can you just accept the deal and just like.
Should I tell the GoPuff story from yesterday?
No.
Okay.
That'd be bad.
Okay.
So I saw on your Twitter, I believe yours as well, in the bio you have Barstool Athlete. Like, how did y'all get that? Like, what does that, like, entail?
So the Barstool deal is you got to fill out an application through, like, Google Forms or something. And then they'll shoot you an email saying, hey, we need proof that you're a Barstool athlete. Put it in your bio, send screenshots, and then we'll take care of it from there. I sent mine in about a week ago. I haven't gotten nothing back.
I sent mine in probably 2 weeks ago, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's just for clout.
Yeah.
There's honestly, probably thousands already.
There is thousands.
There's like 500.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It's, yes.
It's insane. But
supposedly free merch is going to happen at some point. But I highly, I don't know if I'm going to.
That'd be super cool if y'all had like some Nebraska football Barstool merch.
Mm-hmm. That would be sick.
That'd be highly sought after, yeah.
And then also Bussin' with the Boys. Yeah. I've reached out to them a few times.
We've been trying to reach out with Bussin'. It's Will Compton and Taylor Lawrence.
Oh, I like Will Compton.
So yeah, I've been trying to hit up them and get a thing going with them. This would be really fun too.
You know,
Compton's a funny guy. I remember I started being an invested like fan as a kid, and he was playing back then. And I remember like maybe a year ago, he got a haircut like before a football game. Oh, he got like the
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
He got like the bald fade or whatever, and like everyone was flaming him. That was really funny.
He like blew up a little bit on Twitter for like a day and a half.
Yeah. So with like NIL, there's a whole lot of like it's all new. But are there some like guidelines that like coaches or anyone else has given y'all? And, like,
I haven't heard. It's too early. I have no clue.
There's really not many restrictions on it. The only thing you can't do is like put your. If you make a logo, you can't put it next to like the University of Nebraska's logo because it's not really like or you can't use the University of Nebraska's logo.
You can't use the red
stuff.
Like your merch,
like Huskers or something like that.
With your logo on it.
Exactly. But so I could make a T-shirt and it could be red, but I just can't have the Nebraska symbol on it.
You just have to have your logo on it, pretty much.
Maybe we could try and get Run the Damn Ball to be like some sort of merch. I mean, it already is because. Yeah. I need to get a shirt or a hat or something because that's ridiculous. I don't have yet, but we could like market that somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That'd be sick.
I don't know who makes those. Does it say it on your hat now?
Well, we got these from quick backstory. So I saw this a few years ago when Quentin Nelson or what
Taylor
Lewan and then who's the Colts guard?
Nelson.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson. Yeah, he wore it in the press conference. Was like, oh. Be really cool to have. Now I've searched it for a while back then and I couldn't find anything until I saw the hat again somewhere. There's some company in like Georgia that makes it or whatever, but like they don't come in red. They come in some other colors. And then I just kept on searching one day on like Google and all of a sudden this Australian company came up. I texted Turner, I was like, hey, you want to get these? He goes, yeah, give me one. So then I just ordered them and took
2.5-3 weeks.
It took like 3 weeks to come over from Australia and then came right before the spring game. We wore them for the spring game.
Yeah. That's sick. Yeah, because I don't follow a lot of the players on Twitter because there's so many of y'all on the team and then it's just be like, I don't know. I kind of just like to keep it fan-oriented. It's more simple that way. Definitely. But I remember, I think some guy from KETV tweeted like a picture of your hat.
Yeah.
It was maybe it was at like the Team Jack event
two weeks ago
and I was like, Run the Damn Ball. I have to follow this guy. So I followed you. You followed me back, which I was like, dope. It's probably because of Run the Damn Ball. So that's how Turner's on here. Turner and Bryce are on here. But because I texted y'all yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, with NIL now, we're going to have the return of EA Sports, college football. I don't know if they can put NCAA in the title, but that's coming back in, I believe, 2 years.
Something like that.
Maybe, and I saw they were going to have an announcement on July 20th, so maybe they're going to bring it back a year early. I don't know.
Or bring something back that they didn't make anymore. Probably like Street or something.
Probably see. That'd be super cool if they had something coming out
like
early.
NBA, or like FIFA Street or whatever that was back then when they used to make it.
Oh, yeah. But, so, you know, when the game comes out, y'all will probably be in the game in some way, whether it's, if they're able to use your NIL, that'd be cool. But like, I saw someone tweet about this today. If EA Sports gave you a free copy of the video game, would you let them use your NIL?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
all they got to do is find every D1 athlete NCAA, send them out a copy, and then they get everybody's NIL.
Or like, some sort of promo code, some sort of
something.
And so then they're going to make the best video game of all time.
Exactly. I'd be fine. Unless it's like Madden, you know, I'm going to be a little disappointed just because Madden's,
Madden's kind
of Madden's the same.
Exactly.
Madden's the same.
I don't play Madden. I haven't bought Madden since, like, I was, like, 13 or something.
Yeah.
But, so y'all would be in the game. Or would you prefer, like, to get paid for it? Because I don't know how much money the game would make. But would you prefer
to a lot of money? I think it would just because it's been gone so for so long.
10 years almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'll definitely buy it if I have to. Like I love that video game.
I want it. Yeah.
Because I have the 360. Mm-hmm. I bought a 360 like a year ago just because I had the video game. Mm-hmm. I bought it like 2000. The latest one.
Oh, what was it 15?
With Denard Robinson on the cover.
14.
Mm-hmm.
14. I had the game. I got it like a couple years ago because I was like, this is vintage, and I had one already, but it broke. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have to play y'all sometime.
Definitely.
I like to run just the triple option, and not like the triple option like
Oregon,
like Oregon, yeah. Like where you got three guys in the backfield,
yeah.
And you just like dart in all these different directions.
And you have, yeah,
that's with Frost Mariota offense. That's Frost offense.
Yeah, with Mariota.
We need some more of that. I don't know if I could get too opinionated, but like less QB draw, more triple option.
Yeah, no, that's Pac-12 though. This is Big Ten. It's a little.
Yeah, you gotta have a little more power run.
It's a little bit different. But no, we're really excited for the video game to come out whenever that is. If we have to wait 2 years, we're all right with it. Hopefully, they don't make it anything like Madden.
Yeah. Well, I think they purposefully made it. I mean, back in the day, they made it so that the run game was easier to do.
Like, oh, yeah. So much.
Because in Madden, you just chuck it up to Odell, and he one hands over like three people, and it's like that's a game.
You just need a star wide receiver and a good quarterback in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different running backs that can be in the backfield this year. You're going to be blocking for. Mm-hmm. I know some of like the depth chart stuff is kind of like you want to keep that in house. You know, you don't want to make any like big predictions yet. But like, mm-hmm. who's a name or two that like Nebraska fans should like have in mind when it comes to you know the running back position this year?
Every single one of them has got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
From the projected starter to the walk-ons, you know, they all have talent.
And that running back room, they're all working for that. They're all working for playing time.
Definitely.
No matter what, if it's like in the backfield or it's on special teams, they're all working in that running back room, learning the plays, getting everything down, and they should be all ready to play.
Definitely. I think Held's going to do a good job of getting them ready to go week one against Illinois, but there's a lot of talent in that room, and the dude that made the biggest splash this year would probably be, you know, Gabe, just because he came in from high school right away after January, and he did really well throughout the spring, and he got a lot of good reps in the spring game. Also, Yant, you know, he's a power back. He loves running down the middle. You know, I'm not going to complain as an offensive lineman when you see him running over linebackers and DBs in the spring game. And then you know, there's just a lot of talent in that room.
Yeah, there is a lot.
From Marquis Stepp, Sevion, Marcus Scott,
Ramir,
list goes on, man.
Yeah, that's like all of them.
Cooper Jewett. It's deep. Wino, it's deep.
Yeah, Wino.
It's real deep.
Yeah, there's a lot of different guys. I'm just excited to see, like, who, you know, who's going to be, like, one of those main guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for whoever, like, is it, because I know that they're talented. It's just there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting if, I don't know if y'all remember much about the Ohio State game in 2019 when game day came, but I remember it was like either the first or second drive of the game for y'all, and they rolled out with like Diedrich as the fullback, Wandale as like the pitch guy, and they were just triple optioning down the field. And like it was awesome to see because like Nebraska never really had done that in a long time, and it was like we're like one play away from like a touchdown too because there was a pass over the middle of Wandale, like just went off his hand.
Mm-hmm.
That was that. There was an Ohio State guy who had fallen over. He was laying on his back, just like chilling. Balls right. You can't write this stuff. So that'd be cool if they did that. Like put Yant as a fullback. That and who knows who at the that'd be really cool. Shifting towards like the offensive line, who was like one of the funnier guys on the team from that position?
Riley Moses. He's a goofy guy. He's one of our neighbors. He's always got high energy.
He's a walk-on center.
He's a great dude though.
Who else is there?
Funnier guys.
Sickerman's
pretty funny.
Sick.
We all get along really well. Yeah. We all laugh at each other's jokes, even if some, you know, some of them suck. Like
yeah.
Oh.
But no, we're all a good group of dudes that love to get along with each other.
Yeah.
So.
When it comes to practices, are they really serious, or like, are there times where y'all definitely like kick it back and like funny stuff happens? Like, can you ever like share a story of that going on? Or
I mean, it's really like 90% of it's all business throughout practice and throughout the year. But there's times where Frost will have the young guys scrimmage, and then you know you'll see something funny happen in the young guys scrimmage where someone will drop a wide open pass or just some clown kid, you know, I'm not calling him a clown, but he'll drop a pass and everyone knows him for being like goofy and we're like, oh, come on, you know, it's just funny stuff that'll go on throughout practice that, you know, you kind of have to laugh at just to get yourself through it just because of how long and grueling they can be.
Kind of like a situation where, you know, you go back to high school, like you're on the varsity and you watch the JV play. Yep. It's just like everything, it's like, you know, these are the walk-ons. Everything's just funny because like they're the walk-ons, like they're like the JV technically, like they're just like out there and you're just watching them. Yeah. Exactly. Is there like, maybe this is a thing, maybe it's like not as much. I know it's like a wide receiver DB thing, but is there like an offensive line versus defensive line like rivalry on the team?
I mean, during practice, I'd say it's a rivalry, but when we get like, when we're done with practice and we're in the locker room, it's like we just mess around with each other. It's all for fun in the locker room, but then when we get to work, it's, we're working against each other.
Yeah. If I were to say that there's a rivalry between the offensive line and defensive line, I'd say it's Brock Bando and Casey Rogers.
Oh.
Those two are always going at it. You love to see the you know, the fight that those two have. You know, they don't like to back down, and especially when it comes to football. So, you know, you love to see that.
So Bando's a guard, right?
Correct. Yep.
Right. Is he like a right guard?
Left, yeah.
Left guard, okay. So if I think about the O-line, it's like, you're right.
Left.
And then
left.
Turner, you're left. And then there's Bando, Juergens.
It'll be Piper, Juergens, and then
Bando. There's Bando, there's Piper, there's Nuri, there's
left guard.
Hickson, is he a center or
he's
is he a
center,
guard?
He's center guard.
Okay.
And then there's Pite, and there's Sichterman, there's Brandt. And there's some more tackles in there, too. But yeah,
y'all are a pretty tall team right now. I think like someone was talking about how ever since Frost got here, it's like height, and you got these quarterbacks coming in. Heinrich's like 6'6".
Yeah.
Is there like a D lineman or like a defensive player? Like, say fall camp comes around, like is that in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And something so like, that. You know, practice is going on, you're scrimmaging or whatnot, like they need to have their head on a swivel because like you're going to take them out. Like, is there someone like that you're trying to like go after? Like, no.
I wouldn't say that. No. I wouldn't say I'm going after people or nothing like that. But, you know, it's always, you always got to have your head on a swivel just because there's always stuff flying at you. There's always bullets going. So, stuff like that.
So what it's like some of the like big picture goals for you guys, like as individual players, and like as a team as well, like what are some of the goals you guys have that maybe you haven't talked about, but like, you know, what are those?
As a team, you know, we want to win the Big Ten West.
Yeah, that's
Ten
a big thing right there for us. Bowl game,
obviously a bowl game. You know, Nebraska fans have been dying for a bowl game the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. You know, but the bigger picture for the team is obviously to win the Big Ten West and then start off hot. We got to start off hot.
Start off hot in Champaign. And
it's all about Illinois.
And go right through the schedule, but taking every game at one step at a time.
Definitely.
That game last year against Illinois was so weird, and, like, I'm not mad about it. Like, that's last year. It's like, whatever. But how the game started, because Luke throws a forward pass to Wandale on the first offensive play of the game. It was forward pass. Like, everyone can see that, and they don't review it. Illinois, like, walks in the end zone, like, two plays later. And so that, and there were like 5 fumbles Illinois had. I don't think y'all got one of them. And it was like every little bounce went their way.
Yep.
And so it should have been a closer game. It should have been a lot different game. I'm looking forward to y'all hopefully getting revenge in that one. Well, this is something I got to add in. And maybe this is like a little silly, but like, are y'all going to run the damn ball this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we
are. Is it like run first, like 60% run?
I would say it's definitely 60% run. We got a few plays that we really like running in the spring where we got a lot of movement on the defensive line. And you can see where the hole hits because, you know, we're tapping off at the spring game and we're not actually tackling and we're going to go through 12, 13 play drives. And realistically, this should be 4 or 5, you know, where we got running backs busting plays for 25, 30
yards. Yeah, that's awesome.
Hitting home after 50.
And then it's just the way the game of football works. You know, if you're a defender and they keep running on you and your focus is like, oh, I got to get like focus on the run, the QB, the running back. And then out of nowhere, you know, boom, play action. Omar's gone. Samurai, is that how you say his name? He's gone. That would be so awesome to see the play action like go into effect as well. So that's something we're looking forward to this year. Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Y'all are awesome guests.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really good time. But until next time, thanks for listening. 3, 2, 1, run the damn ball.
I love it.
Before this podcast ends, there are a few things I want to add. For about 20 minutes, Bryce, Turner, and I, we were talking and we thought the microphones were rolling, but they weren't for whatever reason. And so we had to restart, but we bounced back. Unfortunately, there were some things that were said that did not make it on microphone. I want to add those here at the end. Because Bryce and Turner had some good things to say here. First of all, you know, I brought up the Oklahoma game, or we were just talking about, you know, games they were looking forward to. And, you know, they are looking forward to that game, but they also said they don't want to overlook Fordham or Buffalo. You know, they want to, you know, take it game by game basis, and it starts with Illinois. And so I feel like they have pretty good focus there. Both guys were pretty adamant and, you know, they believe in their coaching staff, their strength staff, and, you know, getting things turned around and back to winning this fall at Nebraska. And so that was good to hear from them. They were both, you know, confident, but they didn't say a whole lot. You know, they're not talking big game. They're offensive linemen. You know, they don't get a ton of attention on the field as much as, like, you know, a wide receiver or running back. But, you know, they're going to get the job done, and they're just going to put their head down and go to work. And that's, you know, how they carry themselves, and they're good dudes. And they're both going to be starting this fall at right and left tackle. And so their perspective on, you know, the future of Husker football is it's a little different because, you know, they're going to be playing a big role on the field. Also, I brought up, you know, other sports they had played, like basketball, wrestling, and stuff. And Bryce, he wrestled in high school, and he was supposed to face against Nash Huttmacher, the nose guard from, I believe, South Dakota. But I hope I didn't butcher his last name. But so he's supposed to face against Nash in a wrestling tournament in Fargo, but a snowstorm got in the way. So he never ended up wrestling against Nash in high school. And Nash was for his weight class, like a top 5 wrestler in the country and out of high school. But Bryce did say, and he called out Nash and said that he would beat him in a match if they had to wrestle today. Anyway, that's all. Thanks once again, and run the damn ball.